For the Medicine Buddha stanza and mantra, if you have the white binder, it's on the blue sheet. So we start by saying the stanza one time and then the mantra seven times. Bhagawan, with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light. Te ata om bekande bekande maha bekande bekande raja samugate soha te ata om bekande bekande maha bekande bekande raja samugate soha te ata om bekande bekande maha bekande bekande raja samugate soha te ata om bekande bekande maha bekande bekande raja samugate soha te ata om bekande bekande maha bekande bekande raja samugate soha te ata om bekande bekande maha bekande bekande raja samugate soha te ata om bekande bekande maha bekande bekande raja samugate soha. Now let's read the four immeasurables in English one time. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. We now turn to page 37. And toward the bottom of the page, there is the four immeasurables chanting version, so chant that. And if you have the white binder, it's just the words by the musical notes. San Chen Tam Che De Wa Dong De Wei Yu Dong Den Ba Yu Chi Du Chenrezig mantra eight times. He's the Buddha of great compassion. And then Green Tara's mantra seven times. And she's the Buddha of enlightened activity. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Okay, the children are welcome to go to their classes.
Okay. First, I'm going to pray for Buddha Dhamma Sangha, okay? The refugee prayer. First, we drew silence and a set of motivation, okay? And set of motivation is very, very important. And whenever we do practice for anything, we do two things very important, and the beginning and end. And the beginning, set of motivation, and end dedication. These are very, very important. Example, like a horse beat, like horse has like something like here. Yeah, something like that. We give example. Maybe nowadays we can give example, maybe car. But long time ago we doesn't have car. They give example for bite, beat. Because horses like, you know, like merit. The merit is becoming good or not depends like this true. Okay? Similarly, like whatever you do, that's like a large amount of merit or small depends of motivation and dedication. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Then also like, you know, the Buddha and the Bodhisattva and Indian master and Tibet master, whenever they teach, the beginning of the, like, you know, explain it to how to set up motivation, how very important like motivation is. They traditionally they do, because why? Because Buddha and the Bodhisattva was has a lot of responsibility to take us to the Buddhahood. Because they promised before becoming Buddha, then they want to become a Buddha for us, not themselves. The Buddha becoming Buddha, they want to work very hard and practice for, like, you know, practice for like renunciation, bodhicitta, emptiness, step by step. They become a Buddha because they're for us, not for themselves. Therefore, they promise before they become a Buddha. Therefore, they have a lot of responsibility to take us, bring to the Buddhahood. Not like political leader. Vote for me like leader. If I become a leader, I work for you. The Buddha never ask us vote, I become a Buddha. Even we vote, it's not become Buddha, right? Yeah, therefore, and I think Buddha and Bodhisattva has a lot of responsibility to take us becoming good and Buddhahood. Therefore, they always encourage to us to how to like set up motivation. Then also like Buddha and Bodhisattva was always available to help us. The how? Like, you know, Buddha cannot wash our suffering, okay? And Buddha cannot take our suffering from his hand. And Buddha cannot transform his happiness to us. What he can do? He can show us how to get your, be happy. Okay, Buddha show us, then if you follow the Buddha's GPS or not, then you will be. If you follow the, like, you know, Buddha's GPS, you will be reach destination. Okay? Like Buddha said, like, you know, Nina Chela Tavi Lotinji Tavi, I don't know how to say it, but Buddha said, I have shown you the method that lead to the liberation, but you should know that liberation depends up yourself. Does it make sense? If you don't understand my English, okay, let me know, okay? Yeah. Like something like that, like, okay. When I first came here, one of the Kadama Sangha member teach me English. Okay, he's a very nice guy. He bought for me to one a book. The book means, like, you know, running away from slave. Yeah, running away from slave. There's something like that. The about like Harriet Tubman. Yeah. Then he told me, you must read this book because this book is very good. When I first, my father give me this book, then I read with his father. Then I read with him few times because my English is not good. He explained it to me one by one, one by one, one by one. Then I was very, very happy because that book is very similar to me. Because I was escaped from Tibet to India, right? But another thing is, I thought that she is one of the manifestation of the Bodhisattva. That I thought, I don't know. Because why? She escaped true, not true thought, right? Thought to not, okay. Thought to not, then she got the freedom. She wants to help other people to freedom. She know how dangerous, but she came back to again and again and again. She saved a lot of the people. Slavery? Yeah. If the, some people did not follow the, her GPS, therefore cannot get the destination. But the people who followed her, they got the freedom, right? But I escaped from Tibet to India. Then I never ever thought go back to save other Tibetan people because too dangerous. But she is different than me. Like, you know, therefore, the Bodhisattva and Buddhas or something like that, they voluntarily, like, you know, come to help us to bring to freedom or... Make sense? Okay, very good. Then also, like, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa said, like, if intention is good, everything is becoming good. The intention is negative, everything is becoming negative. The Lama Tsongkhapa said, clean, very clean. Therefore, I think every single day, all of us, think good your family, think good your wife and husband, and think good about your friend, think good about your co-worker. If you think good about that, they all have unique, very special. Because that you are happy. Make sense? Okay. Then if you think negatively, your wife, your husband, your friends, your co-worker, then we all human beings. We all have a lot of mistakes. Cause that we are unhappy. Right? We all want to be happy, don't want to suffer. Because our mind is like, I think our mind is similar like rubber band. You pull here, this side. You pull here, going to this side. Therefore, if you think positive, your most mind come to your positive side. If you think negatively, then your mind go that way. Cause there we are a lot like, you know, unhappy, stressful. Like I always think like, you know, like if some people I think, oh, maybe she and he, she doesn't like me, I think the cause that creates many, many negative, even though she did not. But like our mind create, oh, maybe she don't like me. Then whatever she said, maybe he's saying to me, maybe he maybe talk about me, like, you know, our mind come again, 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 because we are thinking about negatively this day. But she and he don't know, but we are not happy, because we are unhappy, right? Therefore, we all want to happiness, don't want to suffering, because we always say, oh, good morning, good evening, and good night. Always say be good, good, good. If never think good, never get I think good. Never think you. If you need like good money, you have to think about the good. Then you can become good money. Make sense? Yeah, I think something like that. The other was like, you know, I don't know. What do you think? The Buddha said born is suffering. We always say happy birthday. Which one is right? I'm not sure. Right? Buddha said born is suffering, right? We want to happy day. We always say happy birthday. I don't know which one is right. I don't know. then I travel a lot, visit so many people's, like, you know, the I met so many different people, different like level of the family. Some people has like very good house, good like couple, good like, you know, kids, everything there, like, you know, perfect, but still complain. their life, about their life. I think because we cannot think the positive. If you think positive, everything is perfect. Yes? But still, like, you know, complain, all this and that and this and that, because we cannot think positive. Our mind is love to think like negative, therefore. Then, of course, like, you know, we need like a good house, good car, and everything we need good, but those things never bring ultimate happiness. If they bring ultimate happiness, I think 100% America are ultimate happiness, but they are not. Yeah? Many rich people kill themselves. That means they are suffering. If not suffering, they did not kill themselves. Therefore, if you really want the happiness, you need to change your mind. Therefore, I think Buddha and Bodhisattva, India, Tibet, Buddhist masters, whenever they teach, they fast how important to set our motivation. Okay? Therefore, we are stay like maybe 2 hours set of motivation. Maybe few minutes and silence set of motivation. That's good, right? Okay? Yeah? Okay, thank you. then I'm going to this week is Thanksgiving week. Then after our monastery, traditionally, when we do like, you know, big event, then the disciplinarian or some of the, like, you know, leader of the our monastery say thank you for organize. Then at end of the year they say like this and that. Therefore today I'm going to read thank you for someone. Okay? Then after that and I think each of you wants to thank somebody who you thank, you can share us here. That's a good idea, right? Okay, I don't know. First I will do. Okay. On behalf of me and Geshe Gele, we would like to express our sincere appreciation to all these generous people who give a donation to the center last 20 plus years. Without their generous support, it is impossible to open the center for this many years. Okay, make sense? Okay. And on behalf of me and Geshe Gele, we would like to express our sincere appreciation to the former and current director for all the work they put put into the center these last 20 plus years. Yeah. I think our director is the best director. Yeah. Because I went to the so many different center. Then when I first came here 2003, since that our director is director. Yeah. And on behalf of me and Geshe Gyalpo, we would like to express our sincere appreciation to all the former and current board members for all the work they put into the center these last 20 plus years. On behalf of me and Geshe Gyalpo, we would like to express our sincere appreciation to the former and current SPCs for all the work they put into the last 20 plus years. Yeah. When I first came, she took us bowling, swimming, she loves to dance. And, sorry. On behalf of me and Geshe Gyalpo, we would like to express our sincere appreciation to all the former and current chant master and puja organize all the work they put into the center this last 20 plus years. On behalf of me and Geshe Gyalpo, we would like to express our sincere appreciation to all the people who help for our video and audio at the center this last 20 plus years. On behalf of me and Geshe Gyalpo, we would like to express our sincere appreciation to the Chudis program team this last 20 plus years. That's I think very important. And on behalf of me and Geshe Gyalpo, we would like to express our sincere appreciation to the Central Outreach Program these last 20 plus years. Okay. I have here a funny story. When I first came to here, visit here, then our outreach coordinator asked me to, hey, can you come with me, go through the drop something, I don't know what drop. The food? Yeah. Then we drove somewhere here, we pick up from here, drove somewhere. Our car, some is very noise, very, very noise. We don't know. We then, oh, maybe that car. Finally, we figured it out, our car. Yeah, then we cannot go to that. First, we have to fix the car. Yeah. And on behalf of me and Geshe Gyalpo, we would like to express our sincere appreciation to the each and every individual volunteer who helped this center this last 20 plus years. Yeah. That's true. Because of this 20 plus year of our collective joyful effort, we are now enjoying the result. So please rejoice in the what you have done for this wonderful center. I mean, your center, right? Our center. I don't know how to say. Geshe Gyalpo say, your center. Yeah. And Geshe-la and I pray every that this center will growing and help many more people in the future. And on your behalf of Geshe Gyalpo and me, we light candle, yeah, 24 hours at our altar at the home. Pray every single day your health and a long, happy life. Every single day we pray, okay? And thank you for all your service for Sandra this all years. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. And anyone want to say thank you?
Before we start passing the mic, we have another little way that we can all express our gratitude, and that'll be something that we're going to kind of have here available for us all to share in. We have some very special prayer flags. You'll notice that at the moment they say nothing. And that's where we all come in. So we're going to pass these out, and we'll have to share around. I think we might not quite have enough for everybody, but we'll do our best. And we have some made-up clipboard here. I don't know if this mic is on. Okay, it is. Okay. When you get your clipboard, please use the side that's got the tape on it, because it's taping down a protective plastic sheet so that the Sharpie doesn't go through and mar the little notebook. And so while we're using the microphone and expressing the things that make us feel thankful and grateful in our lives, whether we want to thank a specific person or just talk about conditions that that cause gratitude to arise in us, we can also be filling these out and sharing it around in the room. Keshe-san, would you like to do one? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead and do it. He doesn't take it. So bear with us while we pass them around.
Yeah, sure. And I'm thankful to Jill for offering to help. Get them around the room. Oh, Jill. Yeah. Writing. I'll give you a Sharpie to go ahead. And just go, you know, just different corners of the room. So that here. Pardon me? Did you turn the 2 and 3? I didn't. Yeah.
And we have one more flag, then we have a clipboard. So whoever gets done first, we get to add another one there. Okay, so now we're ready for anyone who wants to talk about what makes them grateful in their lives. Nobody? I bet you're grateful for Charlie, Jason. Can you expand on that? Oh, David will get us started, unless you want. Go, David.
I would just like to speak of the condition that enables us to come here today and do all the things we do in life, and that is good health. It's really come to my attention lately, just yesterday. I looked out the window and I saw a long-term neighbor, and she's going down the street with her walker, and she's never done that in her whole life. And now her condition is such that she has to have somebody right beside her and use a walker. And another friend just yesterday told me how his knee has gotten so painful, he's going to have knee replacement surgery. And in order to do that next month, he's putting off his hip replacement, which he also needs very, very badly. So just having so many friends and neighbors who are in these kind of conditions makes me realize how very lucky we are. Perhaps we've accumulated some merit that has kept us healthy, but we should be just so thankful that we're able to carry on with our activities with good health.
I think it goes without saying, but I want to say it for sure, that we are appreciative of our teachers. That's such a huge asset to everything that we do. I think all the success of the center is due to the kindness of the years and years of dedication that you guys have put into it. So we are, I'm sure, every one of us are extremely grateful for you, Geshe Tsongpo, and for Geshe Gelug.
I'm extremely grateful for finding the Dharma. And it was the Kadapa Center and the teachers and the people here that made all that possible. And there's a lot of long list of things that I've been grateful for since then, but none of those things would have been possible without that in the beginning. And so I'm truly grateful for that.
I'm very, very grateful for our Geshe-las. I'm very, very grateful for our nuns. I'm very, very grateful for every member of the Kadapa Center. Grateful for the Kadapa Center because of the opportunities it's given me to be able to develop my heart, love, compassion, kindness. It's given me the opportunities to work with people who are in dire need of love and compassion, which truly benefits me as well. So I am so thankful.
I am grateful for having so many spaces in my life where I can grow. The Kadampa Center being just one of them where I can grow spiritually, but my house is a space where I can grow personal relationships and connections with family. And there's so many volunteer opportunities that where I've had a chance to grow as a person, and even like my friends have a coloring group that I got invited to, and it's just one of the greatest joys of my week. And there are just so many spaces where I feel like I have grown as a person in knowledge and just teachings and connections and all of the things that are genuine causes of happiness. I have so many spaces where that that I get included in, that I have those things, and I'm so grateful for that. And thank you all.
I too, I am very, very, very thankful, very grateful that the Kadampa Center exists. I'm thankful for the teachers, for everybody who makes this place possible. And for me, I have learned a lot. And I think I am striving to become a better person. And although one of my goals has not been achieved, which is being compassionate for Donald Trump, hasn't happened, probably will never happen. But at least I'm working on it, believe it or not. I don't know if my heart wants it to work on it. So therefore, I can say, you know, I'm just very grateful. I'm also grateful, according to what, you know, talking about health, very helpful, very grateful for my health. And just only now I have a cold, but that's about it. So I'm very grateful for many things, but especially for the Kadampa Center. Really love it. Thank you.
I'm very grateful for my journey on the Dharma and to all the teachers who have led me along the way. And I would like to name my teachers, all of whom are now far away from me. Venerable Lobsang Dargye, who is now in Nepal, and Venerable Lobsang Phuntsok, who runs a school in India, and Acharya Lama. Jersam, who is also in India this year, but usually is in New Jersey. And I'm very grateful for the opportunity to have had wonderful Tibetan teachers as well as wonderful American teachers.
I'm going to build a little on what Jory said about gratitude for the opportunity to grow. I'm really grateful to the people who challenge me, some of whom challenge me right in my face, some of whom the challenge comes from my own mental delusions, and all of them are a cause for growth. And underlying, I wouldn't have, 20 years ago before I started coming to the Kadampa Center and studying the Dharma, I don't think I would have felt that gratitude. But I do recognize that, it's part of getting me where I ultimately want to go. So I'm very grateful to the people who challenge me.
I want to say thankful this year. It's been challenging for me, but I'm thankful to be alive. There's been many instances this year where I didn't know if I was going to make it, but here I am, and I'm thankful just for that, as well as the Buddha and my family and my neighbors and everybody who has helped me through the process this year. Thank you.
I'm thankful, and I think we all should be thankful for our visiting teachers this year, and the spiritual program coordinator who got those teachers here. When you think about Venerable George and Venerable Robina and Venerable Amy, you know that they brought tremendous, valuable teachings to us, and especially in George's case, night after night, day after day, it seemed like he did 15 teachings in 2 weeks, and that really intensive. And Venerable Robina is always the same way, so I think we all benefit from that so much, and that we should be thankful that they have come here and brought those benefits to us.
I'm going to add a ditto to everything everybody has said here. I was actually listening out in the lobby while I was doing some work. And the one thing that I want to say that I'm so very grateful for, on top of everything that's already been mentioned, is all of the volunteers and all of the people that are involved here at Kadampa Center that make this community so incredibly vital. There's so much behind the scenes that needs to happen, and there are so many people that do so much that we never even see. And I am very grateful to all of their work, all of their help, whether physically, financially, with talent, whatever is offered. I'm so grateful for this community, because this is what makes Kadampa Center so incredibly special, I think, to all of us. So I'm grateful to every single person who helps with everything that we do to make this such a wonderful place.
Okay, this is the second time I've had this mic in my hand today, so I guess someone's trying to tell me something. I'm thankful for all those little situations in life that, while they're happening, you find them irritating. But usually the next day, or sometimes after you've had to reflect on them, you find great joy in them, and they give you something to laugh about.
I'm really grateful to be back here after 17 years of being away. I've been back for a couple of months. And the very first time I came back, Geshe Gelug had us talk in small groups. And I told the people in my small group that my goal, or whatever our assignments talk about, was to get along better with my teenagers, because they were absolutely driving me crazy. And like, when I would say I love you to my daughter, she'd be like, hey, and so now, after 2 months of me being kind and not being mad at them all the time, my daughter says she loves me freely, and I just feel like, only 2 months to feel like things are so much better. I'm so happy and so grateful to all of you guys.
All right, my turn. Going kind of last, everything has pretty much been said, but I'm grateful and thankful to our teachers, Geshe-la and Geshe Sangpo. I had mentioned to Geshe Sangpo about going to a Durham Bulls game, and he said, I'm up for it. Let's go. And he went and watched everything, and one of the questions he asked, he said, "Will people stare at me?" And I said, "Yeah, probably." And I don't know if nobody stared or not. I'm thankful for our nuns, especially Lamala. She's one of the nicest people I ever met. I'm thankful for my mother. She's the greatest person I've ever met. She's wonderful. And I'm grateful to Charlie. I have another dog and had dogs in the past. And honestly, Charlie is very unusual. He's like, believing in Buddhism, he's close to a human as possible. He's just very different. Most dogs doesn't sit on the front row and just sit here and look at the teachers. And I'm very thankful for our visiting teachers. And I'm going to give Jill a shout-out. Whenever I'm running late, I sit in this seat because I'm 6'7", so I need a seat. I'll send Jill a text, and I was like, "Save my seat," and she'll save it. So, and I'm thankful for this center. I've been studying Buddhism a long time, and when I found this center, we're very lucky to have a center here in Raleigh. I drive almost an hour to get here, and, we're very lucky to have a center here. Thank you. Now let Charlie speak. Yeah.
I just wanted to say that
no words.
Are you through? Is Charlie through?
Yeah, Charlie's through.
Okay. I'm thankful for the FPMT, which is our parent organization. I know for a lot of people it seems very nebulous and not really relevant to what's going on at Kadampa Center. But if we weren't part of the FPMT, Geshe Gelug, Geshe Sampo, Venerable George, Venerable Robina, Venerable Amy, none of those teachers would come here. That's really why we have access to such a wonderful group of teachers and the guidance of Lama Zopa Rinpoche, which gives us a direct connection with His Holiness the Dalai Lama. So I'm very grateful for all the people who have created the FPMT over the last 40 years.
I'm very grateful for all the teachers that they made my spiritual gurus possible, include Kadampa Center, because I go to the different branch of Buddhism. I go to the another Buddhist temple from Korea. I go to this Thai meditation group, but I always learn wonderful stuff, and I'm very grateful for it, especially for the Venerable George when he was talking about that. When we are here, all of us are here because we have done something good in our past life that made it possible for us to be part of this group. So I'm so grateful for everyone in here that made it possible for me to be part of that. And I'm so grateful that he explained the Heart Sutra, that I've been reading it forever in my life, and I have no idea what they're talking about. And he said it so easy, like those books that they said, how to do work with computer for dummies. I think he said it so simple that I got it, even though English is not my native language. And also the part that said when you hear those teachings, it doesn't mean that you get it the first time. It's like a primer that you put on the wall, and then you have to put it more and more layer to become the color that you paint that you wanted. So I'm so grateful, and also I'm so grateful to be a part of the nation, living this nation, that I freely can express my opinion about anything, include Donald Trump, and I'm okay. And nobody put me in jail, or nobody accused me of being anti-government. And so I'm so grateful for all of that, and for my family, and everybody that made my spiritual gurus possible.
Can I say one more thing? Sorry, I talk a lot. You all that come know I greet every Sunday. I think I've been greeting since last December, so going on a year. I talk a lot, so greeting is definitely for me. But one thing I think we should all be thankful for is our members. We have some of the nicest people that come here, and they will do anything for anyone. And we can't, you know, most churches, most synagogues, whatever religion cannot say that. But here we have some of the nicest people that will do anything. And I think we should be very grateful for that. All right, enough talking for me. Okay.
And just to follow up on what Jason said, I'm very grateful for Andre. He works with individuals who are incarcerated, and I have a family member who's in prison for a long time, and Andre has been wonderful. He reached out to my nephew with a letter. He's provided emotional support, you know, checks in with me regularly because it's tough, and he's a real gift. Thank you.
There is one more thing that I want to say. This is by far the most non-judgmental place that I have ever been to. I don't feel that anybody is judging me for anything that I think. I also don't feel that because I am a woman, I am any less. I feel that this is a home to me. I love the colors, by the way, of this place. It makes me happy. And I look forward every Sunday to come. And I have visited other places just out of curiosity, you know. And it's not like the Carampa Center. So I'm really, really grateful. I have never also seen any other place, religious place, where the doggy can come, you know. So,
remember, he's a person.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Well, the doggy person. So it is something that it really fills my heart. I really mean it.
Hi, thank you. I would like to express my appreciation for Jill. Jill has been somebody that has been very open and warming to me. It's clear to me that she does just an amazing job holding things together here at the center. And on a personal basis, I've developed a close friendship. And so here is somebody that is much further down the path than me. I'm just a beginner. And yet, she's inspirational to me that I can be on the path and make my own progress. And yet I can be close and have somebody to share with and then just very much admire all the work that she does kind of around here. So I want to make sure I express my just amazing appreciation for Jill, as not only as a person personally and how she's helped me by being my friend here, but also for helping to support, you know, so many things around here, kind of the glue that I see that kind of make things hang together. So I really appreciate Jill.
Not that I don't have original thought, but I'm just going to say I'm thankful for everything everybody said that they were thankful for. And I'm especially thankful for all you who are going to stay and help Donna and I take down the Terra display. At the end of this. So give yourselves a round of applause right now.
I was going to do something kind of unusual for my gratitude. Of course, I have countless people in my life to be grateful to that I know, my friends and my family and people who have taught me and people that I see that help me with different things. But sometimes the little things that I take for granted that I can be grateful for can be kind of like overwhelming with a sense of gratitude, like turning on the tap water in my house, because I couldn't make that happen, you know, by myself. I couldn't, our water comes from a well that's 800 feet deep. I couldn't dig that well. I wouldn't know how to build the pump to pump the water up, and then all the pipes that come to the house, and then how does it actually like stay at the faucet so it, you know, so it's like always ready to come out when I turn the faucet on. I don't know how that works, but I think all of us have running water in our house, and somebody does that for us, and we don't even know who that is. Or driving down the road, I don't know how my car works. I didn't build my car. I didn't refine the gas. I didn't install all the gas stations that are conveniently located for me whenever I get low. I didn't pave the roads. There are millions of miles of roads I drive on, and every little bit of that is a tremendous amount of work that somebody did. And I just get to drive right along wherever I want to go to the beach. I just drive to the beach. I drive to mountains, and it's all there for me. And it's amazing sometimes to think that way.
How about the visit one Tara? Then we dedicate all of. Oh, okay. Elise, Samula.
So everything that everybody expressed here, I think we all feel, and what Karen just shared about all that we have in our lives that we're grateful for, from the little things to the people around us. It's all, the people, all the things, everything we're experiencing is a result of all those that came before us, just as we were talking about Kadampa Center is here because of those that came before us. But I think we also need to remember something I read once, that we need to remember to be grateful to our own former selves, because it's the karma that we ourselves have created in the past that have put us in a world of opportunities and wonderful people and all the things that are around us. So we need to stop sometimes and just be grateful to ourselves, our past selves, and to remember to cultivate the seeds now for our future selves.
Okay, so please turn to page 191 in the Gold Prayer Book. And if you have the white binder, just go to the sheets that are colored green, and we'll recite one round of the praises to the 21 Taras to remove obstacles to the light of the path retreat, and also for all the people on the prayer list. From your sublime abode of the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter town, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara. You who rescue all who are destitute, to you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. All my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage to our sister Rowick, eyes like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening same of the Lord of Heroes, True Bone Lotus, homage she whose face combines a 100,000 moons at fullest, blazing with five rays resplendent as a 1,000-star collection, homage golden blue and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned, giving effort from austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Satyagatas, actions triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Dutade, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage, worshipped by the All, Shasa Ani Vamama, honored by the host of spirit, Scorpius of Gandhava Yakshas, Amish Researcher and Pace Sound, destroying both magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, blazing in a raging fireplace, Amish to the very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champion, she with frowning lotus visage, who is fair of all enemies, Amish at the heart of fingers, adorn her with three jewel mood, Light rain masses all its side. All directions she'll adorn her. Homage, she's so joyous, radiant. Crown emitting garlands of Murpho laughing with good tardes, subjugating Mara's David. Homage, she able to summon all her guardians assembled. Shaking, frowning with their home signs, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on honor must shine. Amitabha in her hair, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she retreats ablaze like eon dead in fire abiding. Righteous weapon joys around you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it. Scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she just conquered. Homage at the virtuous peaceful, she who feels the sister Vana. She endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing those bodies asunder. Freezes human knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Homage to the received letter, elder sheep with syllable home. Five foot stamping shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the hermit moon of Devalik form. The spice book on Tara MP, totally dispelling poison. Homage to whom gods and their kings, and the king arrives to honor. Armored in her joyful splendor, she dispels the dreams and conquest. Homage she who's two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon. With five Tara and two Tare, she dispels every contagion. Homage full of liberating, far above the set of three natures. Just so some spirits yakshas, and raise corporate suiting today. Sing praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Star 21. Then let's read the prayer of benefits on page 190. Let me go backwards. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon waking and in the evening, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with his praises, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, will pacify all the sufferings upon us, caused by fears, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacify. Okay, and then turn to page 246 and 247 for our dedication. From Master Shanti Deva. May all beings everywhere, saved by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other for as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain. Until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Then 244 and page 245 for the short long life prayers. First, the one for His Holiness. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Chenre, the Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. And on the other side, the one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one whose great patience received the name Avatare,
the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And then back on the other side, you will pull the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Majjhanastic Doris doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples. Please, please live long. Then seven green towers for Geshe and Geshe Sampo's long, healthy, happy life, so they will be free of obstacles and so that all their Dharma wishes will be fulfilled. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha.
I think we have a couple of announcements. We're doing sign language here. Who's up? Who's up?
It's Sunday tea, y'all. Stick around.
Nothing for the annual appeal? Nothing for the annual appeal?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then Joe is going to meet with anybody who's new and wants a newcomer Q&A in the back, and then Royden's on.
Thank you, everybody. My name is Royden Saw, and I serve on the Kadampa Center Board of Directors. And I would like to just express gratitude for setting up this awesome focus on gratitude when we talk about ways to give, because it really is it makes it easy for me. There are several ways to give for the Kadampa Center, and one of them is financial, giving a one-time gift, or something that is actually helpful to the folks that are trying to budget a recurring gift, a monthly gift, let's say. But you can also give in other ways, such as in-kind donations. For instance, the paper towels, the consumables, pieces of equipment that might be needed at one time or another, like a vacuum cleaner and such. There's service, everything from helping out with the board of directors like I am, and to cleaning, to everything in between. And I encourage everyone to think about this. And then finally, practice, because as we practice, we bring forward some of the intentions and motivations that we are working on. So those are the four ways to give. After reflecting on all the things that we have to be grateful for, and I did not share, but a lot of things resonated, from the teachers to the volunteers to the Kadampa Center itself, the community. It is something that allows me to be able to have gratitude in my heart at all times, or at least most of the time, I should say. So we're at the center, and we are learning about ways to end suffering. A lot of that is our intentions. And one of the nice things about being here, and one of the things that it resonates with me, is it starts with me. And it helps me end the suffering so I can pay that forward. And it's a very effective mechanism, or else I would not have been coming here and helping out in the ways that I try to help out. And so I will let y'all think about the ways that you can help contribute to the furtherance of this center, which I think we can all find gratitude. So thank you. And with that, I will turn it over to others. I will definitely help you hold this.
So this is the poster you're going to see every Sunday. We want to just let you know about the challenges that are on the table. So we have had four people step up in amazing ways to make this appeal go to the end, to get to the final goal. So I tell a lot of people that our goal is $200,000. We can kind of get to 180 with pulling it all out and getting everybody to agree and doing everything we need to do. It's that extra 20,000 that is really sometimes quite difficult. We've had some miraculous things happen in the last 2 years. I just realized we're not being viewed unless we scoot over this way. So this challenge is to help with that. So who's stepped up? We have one person that's offered $5,000 if three other people will join in. So that's a biggie. And it's
clapping right now. I had my hand.
Well, we're not being viewed at the camera. And then one person has given $3,000 so that four other people will give. So if you want to applaud that person. And one person, and he's told me I can say who it is. I've got permission to say Mr. Gary Mickey, has given $1,000, and he will give another $1,000 if five people give $1,000. So he wanted me to encourage you to let him let go of his money. He said, and so I think if 10 people give, he's going to give another. Did we agree with that, Friday? Maybe. Well, maybe. So we've got two people here. So this is exciting. I don't know if these people are going to double that. I haven't asked permission for that yet. So we have two people that have given at that level. And the $300 level, we have six people that have given at that. Some have increased their monthly giving extra. This all has to be extra on top of your regular giving, or we couldn't get there, right? So we've got three more to go at that level. And then the gifts this year, anybody, so who's received a call from your center manager, Jill? Well, yeah, a lot of people. So I'm calling all the sustainers, like all of them. It's over 100 phone calls, and I love it because nobody has ever said anything negative. In fact, people go, oh, I'm sorry I missed your call, and I'm asking for money. So I think that's a good sign of us. If you say until I cancel, which most of you do as a monthly giving, you've been hearing me say words like, just give me a little toggle, maybe a text or a phone call or send in the reply form or an email to say I'd like to continue giving. Because if Echo is giving and then she just knows she's going to giving, but I don't know, I can't go check Echo's going to give next year. And so for the stats, I need numbers to know to be able to report to you, which I have a number to report to you. We have a $200,000 goal, and as every year we do a drum roll. So give me some drum rolls. There we go. They're getting good at this every year. We're at over $92,000. So, woo-hoo! And a lot of that is we can really increase that number because you may already know you're giving, but if you just let me know, that number is going to jump up on Monday if everybody emails me and says, yeah, of course I want to give. And I'd like to give a little extra. That's good, too. I'd like to give a one-time gift on top of my monthly giving to support some of the difficulties at this time of the year when the bank account goes a little low. So those are all the different ways you can do things like that. So now the gifts. I had to tell you all that to let you know. Anybody who lets me know by, the Friday, December 8th, 7th, 6th, by Friday, then you will be entered to win Frida Kahlo tickets to the museum. Two passes to that. So I will enter all the names of everybody who's pledged or let me know. And by the end of the appeal, everybody who's pledged will be entered to win $25 to the Tibetan Himalayan gift shop with Nawang in Tenzin. Everybody probably knows that store. And then the big kahuna gift, again, is David Strebel has been so kind to offer a flight to Ocracoke. And then we'll probably, I haven't got that gift, but you'll get a $150 gift card if anybody wants to offer that too. So that would be all the people who enter into this challenge have the opportunity to win that prize. So. Last week I didn't quite have that down, so now we've got that down. I think that's everything. So, the mugs are here. Did everybody see the Kermit-colored mugs out there? Good. So if you give in any of the four ways, so if you've offered service, if you've offered toilet paper and paper towels and rugs, then you can have a mug. The practice this year was, does anybody know what the practice is? That's for next year. This year, what are we still finishing? Prostrations. So go to the website. If you know what you do every day and you haven't entered them, just enter them. And we'll present that to Geshe Gelug at the end of the year. And then upcoming this year is a mandala offering. So we're hoping that Geshe Sampo will give us a little advice. It's on the website, but it is the hand mudra mandala offering. It's not the different kinds. You don't have to build a mandala or anything. Yes, the kitty's going to be involved. So practice and then financial giving. So all those different ways. You can take a mug if you've supported us in any of the four ways. So take one on the way out, and that's it. Thank you, guys.
And last but not least, before y'all go, just to let you know about some things that are coming up. Geshe Gelug will be back next Sunday. So we want to all come and welcome him back. In December, we have a very exciting day. December 21st is Lama Tsong Kapa Day, and it's a special day this year because this year marks the 600th year since his passing. So we're going to have a very special kind of prayer festival here, and it's a Saturday. I know it's a Saturday right before Christmas, but it's, you know, we're going to be in here doing quite a bit of practice in the afternoon, and you know, reviewing some of his great texts like Foundation for All Good Qualities. You don't need to come for the whole thing. Geshe Gelug encourages you, if you can't come for everything, just come in for a few minutes and participate in it, and you know, you'll be earning great merit, honoring you know, Lama Tsong Kapa, who's the teacher who brought us the Lam Rim. He's very important in our lineage. And then, the last thing, when we're speaking of gratitude today, Geshe Sangpo, this is his last Sunday before he's leaving tomorrow for India to take some teachings with His Holiness and, assist at his monastery, including their celebration of Lama Tsong Kapa. And so if you would like to offer Geshe Sangpo a kata in gratitude for all he does for us, this is the opportunity to do that, and then we can all head home.